Got the after Christmas blues? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. The presents have been given, the food's been eaten, and the decorations must be packed away. But let me encourage you with a verse from Isaiah. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. This verse reminds me that God is never finished. He is constantly renewing us each and every day and working things together for our good. If you're weary or burdened about your finances, there's a sure solution to reduce your stress. Increase your savings. To help you get started, first take a few hours to analyze your spending. Now consider my questions. What are your weaknesses? Where do you overspend? Do you struggle saying no to your children? Do you spend too much eating out? These are just a few things to consider. But there's more. Are you and your spouse on the same page? Can you say no to your wants? Or have luxuries become needs for you? To save well, you have to make sacrifices. But the benefits far outweigh what you'll be giving up. With a little practice and the encouragement of your spouse, a friend, or mentor, you can find ways to save money. Ask God to help you. If you track your spending for the next 30 days, you'll become more aware of the dollars that God has entrusted to you. Keep track of every purchase. Think first, is this a need or a want? And if you buy it, write it down. So do your part and remember that God is doing His. He will make a way, even in the midst of packing up decorations. And giving before year end will be doubled through our matching challenge. You can receive my new ebook, Seven Gray Swans, as a thank you for your generosity. Please give today at crown.org. That's crown.org.